Margot Howard began her career as a feature writer for the Chicago Tribune. Next, she became a syndicated columnist based at the Chicago Daily News. After writing for diverse publications, she embraced the family business and started Dear Prudence, an advice column for Slate. I say family business because Margot is the only child of the late advice columnist Ann Landers and the niece of her mother's twin sister, Abigail Van Buren, a.k.a. Dear Abby. Today we'll speak with Margot about her very personal memoir, Eat, Drink, and Remarry. The subtitle of the book says it all, Confessions of a Serial Wife. The book is Margot's humorous take on her journey through life and her experiences being married to four different men. Welcome, Margot, and thanks so much for joining us on the Book Report.
I'm happy to be here.
I love the way you begin the prologue of the book. It was clearly my destiny. Never a bridesmaid, always a bride. What led you to write the book?
Well, I'm really a newspaper person, but this is my third book. And I realized that what I am inclined to do when I write a book is in the memoir genre. And I thought that this had interest because it's a look inside a life that is not, a normal, regular life. I've had an interesting, privileged life in terms of people and what's gone on.
When you married for the first time, your family and friends were very much against your decision and tried to talk you out of it.
Yes.
Does anyone ever listen to advice?
I think maybe young people are inclined not to, but I think a different personality might have listened. I was somewhat willful. I was an only child. Everything had gone my way, and I think subconsciously I thought, well, if this doesn't work, I'll just get another chance.
I know your mother was a strong advocate of MYOB, mind your own business. But knowing what you know now, and after four of your own marriages, would you try to talk someone out of a union you believe will end badly?
If someone asked, if a good friend said, do you think I should marry Sam? And I really didn't, I would say, I'm not sure it's the thing you should be doing. But I would only say it once. And I do that with my children. If I have a strong feeling, and of course they're all quite elderly now themselves, if I have a strong feeling about something that they're doing or about to do, I will say what I think once, maybe twice, but that's it.
Your first attempt at writing was as a Playboy bunny. Can you fill us in?
Well, that was interesting. Being in Chicago and knowing the Playboy brass, I went to Arnie Morton, who was head of food and beverage. I said, look, Gloria Steinem has already snuck in and killed you. What more can happen? Well, if you read the book, you know what can happen, but that's like a surprise in the book. So I was a bunny for 3 days. I was a camera bunny because they were afraid to let me hold a tray with drinks. Lest I kill a customer.
Mm.
And it was a 3,000 word piece, as I recall. I wouldn't swear. And I had a meeting in New York with the head of a big publishing house, courtesy of a friend. And he said, I like the idea. He said, but we'd have to see the writing. And so when I finished that chapter, and you know how that particular chapter ended.
Yes.
I put it in a drawer. I thought, I'm going to undo from him. I'm not going to pursue a book about 10 glamorous jobs for women. And that was what I was able to show the editor when Jean Siskel got me an appointment.
So actually share the story of how you got into newspapers.
Well, I had known Jean Siskel since he was 9, and I was about 16, I think. The age is maybe off by a year or so, because he was the cousin of a chap that I was going out with, so I knew the whole family because I was over there. And then, almost at the minute of my separation from the starter husband, I was invited to a wedding in that family, and the mother was very gracious and very savvy, and she knew that I was newly separated, so she wanted me to have an escort that wouldn't be confused with a date. So it was Jeannie, who was I wouldn't say all grown up, but he was old enough. He was in his early 20s. He was then the movie critic for the Chicago Tribune. And he was a pet of this very difficult feature editor. And I probably chewed his ear off the whole night, because at the end he said, I don't know if you write. I said, I don't know either. He said, if I have my editor call you, would you come talk? I said, sure. And so I was the newspaper version of Lana Turner on the soda fountain stool.
Can you share a little bit about Husbands 1, 2, 3, and 4?
Well, I probably could encapsulate what was going on. The first husband was just nuts. It was like an aberration. He was a very difficult person. And I belted out 3 kids in 5 years with him. And life was so difficult. I was not the world's best mother, but I could afford to have help. So the early years were not my best relative to the children. And with alcohol and his other deficiencies, I thought, okay, I'm getting out of this. So after 7 years, I told him that the jig was up, and to stop me for another 2 years, which he did. He checked into a very pricey psychiatric clinic. He went to the Menninger Clinic for a year and a half. I mean, that doesn't even sound like real, but it was real.
Oh.
So then I dated a string of really lovely, interesting men, had a terrific time, but I think there was some guilt hanging around about the lack in my children's life. So I went looking, actually, I guess you could call it a designer husband. I wanted a guy who could be a father figure, who was not social climbing, interested in money. I wanted a regular guy, and I thought I found one. But kids didn't like him, he didn't like them, and I sort of did this on my own, and that was my bad. I should have had him around the family much more than I did, but he sort of met the checklist, and that was door-to-door less than 4 years. Sorry, fewer than 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And my newspaper business, my newspaper column at that time had really taken off. I was syndicated, and I was offered an interview with the actor who was touring with the national company of Equus. And the publicist told me he was a young Broadway star. He'd won a Tony in his early 20s. I'd never heard of him. His name was Ken Howard. And I interviewed him, and it was a very long lunch interview, and then he wanted to see me after the performance. And then he, the next night, wanted to see me again, and we just kept going. And then when Equus closed, it's very hard to keep a play in Chicago 6 months, but he did. We went to California, and that was a long marriage for me then. We were married 14 years, 10 of which were really wonderful. It was a great marriage that somehow got into deep water. He was drinking more than I was comfortable with, but he didn't think he had a problem. So we dithered and tried to figure things out, but finally, after the 13th year, I said, I gotta go. And I wound up in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where he had spent a year at Harvard's American Repertory Theater, when he was hiding from Dynasty and the Colbys. And it was wonderful here, and we bought an apartment. I mean, it was the antithesis to L.A., you can imagine, Cambridge. And so when we unwound, I came back here because we had bought the apartment, and then I was introduced to Dr. Perfect.
What were the elements of your parents' marriage that made it so successful?
Well, that's interesting. They divorced after 36 years.
Hmm.
And my mother said that 35 of those years were really terrific. And the key may have been that they both traveled. They were not together all the time. And they each had careers that interested them enormously, and they were both devoted to me. And they loved each other's company. And when it blew apart, when mother finally said, I think this is over, that was because father had fallen in love with a younger woman in England, where they had a house, and my father's business was international, so he was all over the place.
What advice would you give to a young bride?
Boy, if I could talk to my younger self, I would say, I would jump ahead all those years, but put that thinking into play and say, look for character, look for qualities, stop and think, what do I want in a marriage, in a husband, in a partner? Just stop and think. Or as my mother would say, just stop. You would think it's hard to be funny writing about three divorces and four marriages, but it is very funny because I have always looked at things through the lens of laughter. As my wonderful mother used to say, sometimes if you don't laugh, you'd cry.
That's right. Well, I want to share with the readers that it was a wonderfully entertaining book. It was like a conversation with you. So thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for letting me come.
All righty. Goodbye.
Bye.